There's Victoria. Or should I say, there's Victoria. How are you doing? How was your trip to Dublin over the weekend?
My trip to Dublin was good. All I will say is I'm really glad we work in radio and not TV.
Why is that now?
Because I've got a head like a busted sofa this morning.
A head like a busted sofa.
Correct, lads. Didn't get back to about 7 p.m. last night.
Yeah. I think you're looking fresh and radiant.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm only joking.
Yeah,
you look hammered.
Say hello.
Yeah. So Dublin, what you do? Did you get to any of the markets or anything? Or?
Well, I've been this is so typical now. I've been planning this for about 2 months. They have a gorgeous little Christmas market. I know we have wonderful ones down here as well, and they are amazing. But just to do something a little bit different with the lads this year, I said, let's go up to Dublin, because as you know, my husband is from Dublin. We've got loads of family up there, and it's nice to catch up with them as well. So in we went on Saturday, had a nice bit of food. And we got to the market and there was a whole load of people at the entrance. And I thought, why is there so many people just standing at the entrance? And then we realised it had closed about 2 hours before.
No!
Yeah.
They shut it down.
Yeah.
The old weather.
Due to the weather. And the icy wind coming off that Liffey would tear the face off your legs.
Come here. This is like... It's like we're living in South America compared to Dublin when you're walking around. Yeah. It's that easterly breeze that cuts.
So cold.
It cuts through Dublin.
It does, yeah. And, yeah. And I have to say, it was really cold.
Yeah, yeah.
And even the boys were feeling it. And no, but we just made the most. We did a lovely meal out. We got to catch up with a load of family. And
that's
we
all
just,
you need.
Yeah, we just made the most of it. What did you get up to?
What did I get up to? I was just watching your life happening up in Dublin. That was really it. I had a very, very mixed weekend, quiet on Friday, and then we had a load of the rugby dads that have all the little boys that are playing under eight. We said, listen, let's just go out for a night out.
Nice.
I'm telling you. Two arrests, one hospitalisation.
Some group of gurriers.
Oh, thugs.
Yeah.
So that was on Saturday night. And then just in here with Buddy and Santa yesterday, where the lads were making a load of calls.
Very good.
So I have to come in and kind of set up the gear for them because, you know, they'll burn the place down if I leave them on their own.
Yeah.
So that was yesterday.
Very good.
Oh, up the dub, says somebody else here on WhatsApp. Yeah. There's always a few of you out there, isn't there?
There is.
My very first experience in Dublin, we lived on a place called Prussia Street.
Oh,
and
yeah,
this is when I went to college, 1997.
Right.
So there was six of us in a house that could hold three. You know, the usual student crack. And on our very first night, six absolute green young lads up from Mayo, up in the big smoke. Jesus, lads, they've buses with other buses on top of them.
Yeah.
We all did a whip around. And this is how far back it was. There was a Quinsworth right across the road.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Like literally walk out the door and there's a Quinsworth right there.
Okay.
Everyone threw in some money and we were going to, okay, here's the instructions to buy. Two of the lads head across the road to Quinsworth.
Right.
It's mostly cans and noodles.
I know yourself.
Let's start student life as it's meant to be. And the boys were gone for about 45 minutes. And when they came back, one of them was missing shoes and they'd no groceries with them, no bags, nothing. They'd been jumped.
Oh, God.
Outside the supermarkets.
And you'd been there for 2 seconds.
We'd been there for about an hour. Outside the supermarket, five athletes in tracksuits came over.
That's right.
And came over and surrounded the boys and went,
oh,
Harry, where are you going with those? And they took the bags, took the cans, took the food. And then one of the lads took his new Nike Air Max.
That's awful.
And he arrived back to the gaff. And here's the worst thing about it. One of the lads had a 10 box or a 20 box of fags in the bag, and they found it. They opened it up, and he was about 10 yards away walking home after getting a kick in the arse. And one of them went, sorry, you wouldn't have a lie.
Couldn't you imagine it? Oh my God, lads. It's someplace up there, all right.
Oh, I'm telling you. And that was my very first experience of Dublin City. Anyway, 6:13 is the time. Welcome to Monday morning. We got the show on the road. We got a busy one for you today. Lots going on. Good morning. Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red
FM. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Jack, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, how are you?
Now, Jack, you are a teacher in Brook Lodge National School in Glanmire, so I'm just gluing all of this together. Teacher, children, toy knowledge will be high.
Yeah.
You would expect.
Well, no, I'm not up that far now yet. I'm only in SNA now, so hopefully not a few years.
Hey, don't give me that only.
Only in SNA. SNAs are the
backbone of many educational organisations.
That's what I was trying to say.
We're trying to big you up here, Jack.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be lost without SNAs. It's a great job you do, Jack. Thank you very much.
Jack, what would be your favourite toy growing up as a kid? What can you remember, the thing that you loved the most?
Oh, just a hurley and a slither for me.
Old school.
I really need toys, so...
That's all you needed, really. Yeah. Kept you happy. What would you do with that hurley and the slither? Would you... would you ramp cars off the hurley?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, to be honest.
Give it a go. It's a great crack. Jack, it's a toy special on the pop quiz. So toys and games and video games are all the questions for this morning. If you're stuck, give us a guess. Best of luck. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who voices Woody in Toy Story?
Tom Hanks.
What is the biggest selling cube of all time?
Rubik's Cube.
What toy could be mashed for dinner?
Mr. Potato.
Question number 4. What was Tiny Tears?
Doll.
Question 5. What classic toy came with a cat called Cringer? So it was a character, classic TV show, characters, it was like a tiger sort of thing. Belonged to a man. Some people would go, look, he's a man. He is a man. He is a man. He's a man. He man. He's a man. He man is a man. Just Jesus Christ, man, say he man.
E-Man.
Not E-Man. He's not down in Sir Henry's. E-Man.
E-Man.
That game is done and dusted.
Jack,
you gotta come back.
Oh, Jack.
That was shocking.
Maybe he's too young, though. Is he too young to remember He-Man? Do you remember He-Man, Jack?
Jack is about 31. What age are you, Jack?
21.
Are you only 21?
He doesn't know who He-Man is.
I'm sorry. With all the rest of the questions were pretty much in your demo. What is the biggest game of all time? Would you have known that answer to that?
Monopoly.
The biggest. Well, Monopoly. The video game. Sorry, video game of all time.
Oh, video game. Minecraft.
Minecraft. Is he? He knows.
He does.
All right. Jack, come back on Monday. All right, that's guaranteed. Will you come back on Monday?
I'll come back on Monday.
Yeah,
we'll
all right.
We'll make sure there's...
It'll be a lot easier then.
Oh, it'll be regular pop culture questions then, all right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Jack, you're some chancer. Do you know that? I like it, though.
And we'll give you a 50 quid voucher to go and buy something nice in Easy Living Interiors. And don't worry.
What are you going to do now?
What?
I'm going to enter all the table quizzes around Cork and try and get all the answers.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Go. Best of luck with that one, Jack.
What you do, Jack.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Again, I'm a Celebrity. Winning warning coming in. For those of you that have it recorded last night and you're planning on watching it later, you're going to find it impossible not to find out who won it last night.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Okay. But if you're waiting for that, turn your volume down just for about 5 seconds while we tell everybody who won.
Shh. Danny.
Yeah. Danny Jones, of course, was crowned the winner last night. Yeah, it came down to Colleen, Danny and Rich to the final. Richard then obviously left. And here's a clip then of the winner being announced.
King of the Jungle is Danny! Danny is the King of the Jungle. It's almost time for your coronation, Danny, but before we get there, Colleen come over here. We want to talk to you first.
Commiserations, but wasn't she absolutely brilliant? I mean, a wonderful, wonderful runner-up. How was it for you?
Oh, no, it was amazing. I didn't think I would get this far, so this is a massive thing for me. But no, Danny truly deserves it. So does everyone else. You know, it was a fantastic camp, as we said, and I was just happy to share the journey with everyone.
She did really well, Casey. She came across really, really well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On a PR front.
Yeah, she's done wonders for her career. Yeah. There's people saying now that she'll be on TV panels, Loose Women and all the rest of it, and that her star will start to soar, if you like.
Women, you say?
Yeah.
Just wondered. I'm definitely not making a Wayne Rooney gag. I'm just saying, what else is happening in the world? Oh man. Anyway, we'll miss you,
honestly,
Wayne.
You know what? You're not the only one. There were some really funny comments in the comment sections last night. People are very funny. So, there were some funny jokes being made about Wainwright being at home for that long on his own. Of course, we had the Late Late Toy Show on Friday. There were some funny characters that popped up in that again.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lovely little fella from Leitrim called Kevin. And apparently, he's got a chicken named after me.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So you have chickens at home, is that right?
Oh, yeah, lovely Red Island chickens.
Yeah?
Yeah. Their names are Dorothy, Victoria, Henrietta and Daftina. The last one's called Daftina because, she's daft as a brush.
Okay.
From this day forth, you shall be christened Victoria Daftina.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah. And then we had another couple of really, really cool little kids, Zara and Killian, who are mad into space. And they got to meet Nora Patton, but have a listen to this clip.
That'd be amazing if there was an Irish person in space.
Because I know Nora Patton.
And
she's going to be the first Irish person in space.
She is going to be the first Irish person in space. She's really cool.
And she's from Mayo. My daddy told me to do this, but at Mayo, I didn't really want to.
To be fair, they need all the help they can get, so I think we should. That's all good.
Watch your mouth, you nerdy numpties. Bring back Tuberty.
Hey!
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Hello, my dear. You're right over there.
Hello.
Have we applied the makeup successfully?
I've ahead like a busted sofa this morning, lads. I was in Dublin all weekend.
Yeah.
Didn't get back last night.
She's up in the big smoke. Gallivanting.
Straight back to me bed once this show is finished this morning.
Oh no, we've meetings until 2 o'clock. Oh no, we do. Oh no, we do. And then we have that other thing that's happening at 4 o'clock. We're not going to get out until 6 o'clock this evening. If you celebrate your birthday today, happy birthday. Dame Judi Dench is how old today?
82.
You're close-ish. 90 today.
Is she?
She's some lady for 90.
That's amazing, yeah.
And you celebrate with Donny Osmond, who's 67 as well. That's really it on the birthday front. Today is Green Monday. Doom scrolling. A new study has found, unsurprisingly, that doom scrolling on your phone can make you depressed.
Yes.
Sorry? What was that?
Nothing.
No, you have to tell me. You can't just go yes and do an air bump face thingy and then turn around and look at me.
I thought there was a dud highlighter on my desk. So I threw it in the bin.
And it landed in the bin, yes!
The bin's a good way away from me, lads.
It is, it's a good 10 feet away from you. That's a great shot.
There you go.
I'm proud of you, kid.
Down there for dancing.
Yeah, that's it. So doom scrolling can make you depressed. You know, the hours of scrolling. You're not even taking in the information on the screen. So there's other kinds of scrolling that they're suggesting you should look into.
All right.
Room scrolling. Now, room scrolling is when you go on daft.ie and have a look through the neighbour's house.
Okay,
the one that's gone up for sale. Everybody does it.
Always.
Everyone has a little nose. That's room scrolling.
Yeah.
What about bloom scrolling?
What's that? Flowers.
Bloom scrolling is checking out websites for pretty florists and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say I'll stick to the other one, the doom thing.
Groom scrolling. Groom scrolling is if you're a woman, if you're going on dating websites to find yourself a bit of husband material,
okay?
There's a brilliant book that I'm going to turn into a radio feature, and it's called The Book of The Secret History of Everyday Stuff.
Okay, well, I like the sound of it, yeah.
And it's a book that's written by Benedict Lefoy.
Okay.
And it's basically everything in life and the history and the story behind it.
Yeah, do you mean like household objects, like Hoovers?
Like companies and businesses.
Okay,
and,
it's interesting.
Okay, so the Guinness Brewery in Dublin is on a lease. It was leased in 1759. They signed a lease for 9,000 years.
Oh my God.
This is the original Guinness family. And they did a deal to pay them £45 a year at the time. So the whole St. James's Gate Guinness factory, the lease on that is a year is now what, €55 or something?
Oh my God,
a year.
Fascinating.
While you're paying 1,600 quid for a two-bed apartment in town or something, Guinness pay 45 quid for an entire factory.
That's mad.
Yeah.
I like that.
So Starbucks coffee is named after a character in Moby Dick.
Oh.
Okay. The Sound of Music, when it was shown in Korea, I love this one. One cinema owner thought it was too long.
Okay.
The cinema owner cut out all of the bits that he found uninteresting. Right?
You can't edit a movie.
Do you know what he did? He cut out all the songs. So we edited Sound of Music, cut out all the songs, and brought it down to about an hour and a half.
Pretty boring without all the songs.
It's called The Sound of Music,
yeah,
lads.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't like the songs.
The clues in the title.
The man who designed the Pringles can for crisps was buried in one in 2008. His ashes were poured into one. And
okay, that's mad.
And he's buried in a can.
What's the name of the book again?
It's called The Secret History of Everyday Stuff.
That's a great book. That's a great stocking filler.
Yeah. The word avocado comes from the Aztec word meaning testicles. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And that's why they needed a rebrand. You know, the old testicles on toast didn't sound too good, did it? Just wouldn't sell very well, would it? No, I don't think so. What a win on Friday. My God.
Hello.
It's Barry Dunfawning.
Oh, my God. Hello.
It's the Cash Machine. It's finally happened for you. Who are we talking to?
Oh, my God. It's Elaine.
Elaine, where are you?
I'm speechless. I am in Six Mile Bridge in County Clare.
What are you doing with yourself this afternoon?
I'm working, Barry.
What do you work at?
I actually can't even talk.
How much in the cash machine to win it for yourself for Christmas?
Oh my God, there's 151,000.
Yes, yes, there is!
Oh my God, Barry! Oh my God! Son, we won! We won, son! Oh my God! I can't get over this, Barry. I'm actually speechless. I'm shaking and everything.
Elaine, for somebody who's speechless, you're doing really well at the moment.
Oh my God, I actually can't. Like, I'm completely lost for words. Well, first of all, we're going to have a lovely Christmas. Definitely a big family holiday. And then we have a few jobs to do around the house. And I'm going to be boring and pay some off of my mortgage as well. So,
has it sunk in?
No, it hasn't. I need to go and phone my husband.
You go and phone your husband. He might be actually trying to get through to you at the moment because he's probably quite excited about this as well. I think the whole country's excited for you, Elaine. You are such a deserving winner. Well done.
Thank you so much. I can't believe it.
The Christmas Cash Machine. Ho, ho, ho. On Red FM.
All the lovely feels. All the Christmas feels.
Yeah, wow.
Elaine's got 151,000 euro. She's waking up to that this morning. This mic is on its way out, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's dying. Lads, our main mic on air is about to go after 15 years, I think.
There you go.
We need to get on to Johnny Newman. Right, we're back. Hello.
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 So it's 205,000 euro, lads.
That's mental.
It's insane.
Isn't it?
205,000 euro is the jackpot, and it's going to go on Friday. So the usual drill, if you want to get your name in the draw, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. To enter this game, you must be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations, and the T's and C's are at redfm.ie. You must answer within five rings, and if you do and you say 205,000, you're going to win 205 grand. It will be with you on Friday evening. You must answer within five rings, and please set an alarm to be listening to Kira on Friday. So you absolutely do not miss that call. If you miss it, someone else gets your money.
Yeah, don't do that.
Now, is this a guaranteed jackpot? Or
No, it's not guaranteed.
No, it's not guaranteed.
No.
Oh, so miss this on Friday, and we're heading into Christmas week. Potentially with a quarter of a milli.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know. We don't get any word from the keeper of the coin. Lives in a dungeon downstairs, and we just get it. Okay, it's an old fax that comes through in a fax machine.
We do feed him, though.
Absolutely. Oh, you always feed the keeper of the
always
coin.
Always feed the keeper of the coin.
Yeah. 205 grand. Red is the word you text to 57557, and you're in the draw. The very best of luck, everybody. It's a massive one this week.
Tis the season. The Christmas Cash Machine. Red FM.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. Today's International Thank You Crystal Palace Day as well.
Oh, right.
For holding Man City off of the weekend. Thank you, Palace. Love you very, very much. 7:31. Ladies of the show, how are we today? Are we all right?
We're good. How are you?
I got a message from a buddy of mine over the weekend. So I know on Friday we were talking about the toy show and our favourite Christmas toys. But a buddy of mine, Shane Gannon. Morning, Shane. Sent me a message, and it's just a photograph of Evil Knievel, the stunt cycle toy that I was talking about as my favourite toy as a child.
The one that you threw over your granny's legs.
You used to ramp over the granny's legs. Well, it was sleeping granny. She wouldn't allow us when she was awake. He had a load of toys up in his attic
No, he's after finding it for you.
No, he did. He's not sending it to me. This is his. But his parents at home, loads of original Star Wars toys. All these 80s toys. They skipped the whole lot of them. Like, potentially, on eBay now, if you go looking for a lot of these classic toys, they're going for hundreds, even thousands, some of them.
But he put them in a skip.
Yeah, they're gone. They were all thrown out.
So
Shane had to go back. He's gone back and he's bought a load of stuff on eBay, but paid through the nose for it, obviously.
Oh my God.
Because these retro toys are worth so much money.
He could have made a fortune.
Yeah, could have, should have, would have. Poor old Shane.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. But I have a very, very serious question to ask both of you. What the hell did you get a woman for Christmas?
Oh, he wants a hint now, Kel. Look.
Are you stuck?
Haven't a clue.
He hasn't got a clue. Look at
him. Not a notion.
Look at him. If you ever want to see a man treading water, you should see KC right now, lads.
But it's like, you know, it is a tough thing. But on Christmas morning, obviously, you open up everything and it's like, oh, thanks. Grinning through teeth.
Are you sure you haven't gotten multiple hints now that you've just ignored for the last few weeks?
Oh, yeah, if I could wrap up Johnny Depp and put him under the tree, then, you know.
But do you know what? It's really simple.
Yeah.
Ask her.
Yeah, she won't tell me, though.
Okay, well, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
then.
You're meant to know.
Something sparkly, Casey. You can't go wrong, mate.
No. It's perfume.
Fragrance.
A nice trip away.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. A nice weekend away, just the two of you.
Anfield. Yes.
No.
Let's go.
No.
VIP box.
No, not that.
Get to meet Salah afterwards. No, and full
that.
Package.
No.
The £3,000 package.
No.
You've missed the mark here.
No.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
I've got about 100 people messaging me here on WhatsApp looking for the name of the book I was talking about. So I told you about... it's a book. I'm going to turn this into a feature called The Secret History of Everyday Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's by a guy called Benedict Lefoy. And it's just it's the background of all these mad, interesting things.
It's fascinating.
Really, really good stuff. So I told you this morning that the Guinness Brewery is on lease for 45 quid a year. They have a 9,000 year lease on St. James's Gate up in Dublin. Starbucks coffee is named after a character in Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we've got. Stilton cheese is not made in Stilton. Never has been. This is like Dubliner cheese.
Where's it made then?
Dubliner cheese is made in Cork.
It's not.
100%.
Dubliner cheese is made in Cork.
Dubliner cheese is
Next
rebel.
You're going to tell me Charleville isn't made in Charleville.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. It's
it
made,
is.
It's honest to God.
Oh, you're ruining it all.
And Kilmeaden isn't made in Kilmeaden, apparently.
Yes, it is.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what I know. The world's longest lit light bulb hangs in a fire station in California. It has never switched off, and it's been going for 114 years.
Does it ever run out?
Never runs out. What? It's never been turned off, so it's never burnt out. So it's just been left on the whole time. It's still long. Until the 40s, even prime ministers over in the UK had their phone numbers listed in the directory.
No way.
Absolutely. So you could, Winston Churchill's number was Paddington 1003. And if you wanted to call the king at Buckingham Palace, you dialed Victoria 6931.
Imagine that after a few pints on a Saturday night. Hello?
We'll give Charles a buzz.
Is this Charles?
This is my favourite one is the fellow that designed the Pringles can was buried in one of them.
That's mad.
His ashes were put into it in 2008. You know the fellow that invented the Segway? You know those things people stand up on?
That's right, yeah.
So those two-wheeler Segways, he spent his whole life trying to get this to market. He invented it, created it, nobody would invest in it, and then all of a sudden they took off.
Okay,
literally everyone was on Segways.
Yeah.
He was on a Segway and he went over a cliff. He died.
Oh my God, the irony, lads.
He was on the Segway, over a cliff, good luck.
The irony.
There you go.
It's a brilliant book.
It's really interesting.
I mean, Link. It's going to be a link for our show.
Yeah, it's not a book. It's our original content.
Yes.
Almost every famous film was shot in the wrong place. Casablanca was shot in California. Lawrence of Arabia was in Morocco.
What?
All of the Vietnam films were never shot in Vietnam.
Where were they shot?
They were shot in just different locations. This is the interesting one as well because Full Metal Jacket, the war movie.
Yeah.
That was shot over in London.
Oh my God. That's a great film, by the way.
Stanley Kubrick didn't like flying, so he says, no, we're going to make it here.
That's madness. You know what I found out the other day?
What's that?
You know the Christmas movie, The Holiday?
It was shot in summer.
No, Iris's house in that, which is the beautiful little chocolate box cottage, doesn't exist.
I hate it when they do that.
I know. Jude Law said it on TV there last week.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. The Coors, eh? Virgin Media Park.
That's right.
Interesting. I didn't know the lads were still touring and everything.
They are, yeah. They've been doing a good bit actually lately.
Big fan, Kelly?
Huge fan of the Coors. I love them. I really wanted to go to Dublin. They were on at the start of November in the Three Arena and it looked amazing. I saw a video of them doing Runaway, I think, and it just looked so fab.
Such a great song that is, you know.
As a buddy of mine said many years ago, I'd even give Jim a cuddle just to say I was with one of the Coors.
They were the hotties of the 2000s, aren't they?
They're still hot, lads.
Oh, they are.
Hey, listen, I'm just presuming she is get you to the gig lady. I mean, I'd be listening to Ciara from 12 if I was you. Just saying. Shout out to our buddies in Best Menswear, celebrating 20 years in Mahon Point as a trusted name in menswear. When you're doing a bit of shopping and you need to get something for that lad in your life, Best Menswear lads will take good care of you. It is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Little tiny Gabriella's on the call this morning. She's only 5.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now connecting you to the North Pole. Please hold.
Hello, is that Gabriella?
Yeah.
And Gabriella, you're only 5 years old.
It's my birthday in January.
Where are you going to have your party?
In Aunt
Hestie. Oh, is that where you put on the funny socks and jump around?
Yes.
Can I have your grippy socks to put on in case I slide down the chimney and land on my bum?
Yeah.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Don't you mean air-tastic, Santy? Gabriella, how are you, kid? What's happening? What do you want from Santy?
A Gabby dollhouse and a surprise.
What kind of a surprise? Will I bring you a boyfriend?
No.
No. Smelly boys, stay away from Gabriella.
And what about a little surprise?
A squishmallow.
If Santa Claus fell out of his sleigh in North Cork, that would squishmallow.
Oh, buddy, behave.
Do you have an elf at home?
Yes.
And what's your elf's name?
Bowie and Baby.
Oh, I know they're my cousins. Did they go to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, will you tell them that Buddy said, all right, kid?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gabriella. Now, do you have a funny joke for me?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atch.
Atch who?
Bless you.
Ah, you're so kind.
Gabriella, if you could fly like my reindeer, where would you go?
I would go to a shop to give you a present.
Nobody ever buys Santa a present. What would you get me?
I'll get you a teddy bear and chocolate.
A chocolate teddy bear would be amazing, but a teddy bear and chocolate would be equally wonderful.
Can you leave me out a tato sandwich?
Yeah.
And Santy's on a bit of a diet, so can you leave him out some toast and avocado?
Say that again, buddy.
Avocado.
I've heard of avocado, but I've never heard of avocado.
That's the way all the elves pronounce it. 3, 2, 1.
Avocado.
Gabriella, happy Christmas from me, Buddy the Elf, and him, Santa. Thank you for taking the call on Red FM, and I love you very much.
I love you too.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Mr. Elf. Bye.
Love you lots like jelly tats.
Bye-bye.
Thank you kindly, madame. Lads, I'm getting given up to here. Hold on a second.
Hang on, sorry, I've got my cursor over it, there you go.
That's okay.
It's this, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry.
It's all right, I got
it's
the,
this.
It's the, yeah, this, the Inniscarra Bridge.
Yeah.
Don't call it the Ballincollig Bridge. People from Inniscarra will get very, very upset with you. I do apologise and retract that
statement. I didn't know it was called the Inniscarra Bridge. I thought it was the Ballincollig Bridge as well.
It's in part of Ballincollig Regional Park.
I tell you what, we're in it together, kid.
All right.
You and me, we both got it wrong.
Statement retracted. Inniscarra, we're still friends, I hope. It's 8:32. I'm still not getting enough guidance here with what women really want for Christmas.
All right, yeah.
Come on, just please tell us, 0868 104 106, what was your dream Christmas present? What would you love?
I love a holiday, night away.
Okay.
A trip away. You could get a trip away to see like a show in London or like something.
You can't do wrong with a break.
No, you can't. It's nice. It's exciting. It's something to look forward to. However, I also like things that sparkle. Just saying.
Jenny likes. She wants.
You don't have to just get one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
That's
okay.
True,
yeah.
That's actually true. Kelly.
If you're stuck, you know.
Pile them on.
Yeah, yeah.
Jenny's looking for a new set of alloys.
Oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever a girl wants, you know.
You get whatever you do, you Jen.
Sparkly alloys.
Yeah, sparkly ones. Yeah.
Mary, I just want some peace. I've got four kids at home.
I hear Mary.
I'd like a week to sleep.
Yes. Oh God, yeah.
Mary.
Oh yeah.
Let's see, Eileen wants a very clean house for once in my life, please.
Yeah, true.
Lads, I'm not joking you. I've asked my husband for a voucher to get the car validated because the kids have it destroyed.
Kids destroy cars, lads. It's
whatever makes you happy,
Kelly. It's all coming your way now soon, but you won't believe what you'd find in a car after a kid has been in it. I'm not even joking.
You will never have a tidy life, house or car ever again. But again, lads, get your skates on now because time is running out, you know. And remember, happy wife equals
happy life.
Oh, I love my wife. I'm loving being married, man. I'm loving it, man. I believe in the term happy wife, happy life. These are words to live by. There's never been a truer sentence in the English language than happy wife, happy life. If your wife is happy, you'll be happy, the kids will be happy, everyone will be happy. It does surprise me, however, that there's no saying that goes the other way. If my wife had a saying, it would be, happy husband, we'll see about that.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.